Time now to catch up on your letters.
Some of you took issue with Dambisa Moyo, an economist who says African countries have been hurt by Western aid. She'd prefer Western investment, rather like China's investment in Africa, and that mention of China set off Julie Terry of Minot, North Dakota.
She writes that China may, quote, invest in copper and other natural resources, but charges that there are, in her words, human rights abuses taking place in those mines. Africans are working for measly wages in deplorable conditions, and yet you would seek to follow the Chinese model?
Yesterday's report about shootings in Oakland, California, drew a note of protest from Paula Mitchell of Oakland. She calls the story sensationalistic and adds, Oakland is a very diverse city, both economically and culturally, and it's not all crime all the time.
We got some responses to Seth Davis and his book about the NCAA tournament.
You know, my wife will come downstairs and I'm sitting on the couch in my boxer shorts. I got a bag of Doritos in one hand and the remote control in the other hand. I say, honey, I'm working. I'm working. Don't bother me. It beats working for a living, Steve. What can I tell you?
Jennifer Weaver of Hillsborough, North Carolina, was listening, liked it, but says that part was the only part that made me roll my eyes.
She continues, every March, I endure commercials interrupting the tournament where women are depicted as wanting to cook and clean while men drink beer and watch basketball. Well, guess what? I've been a rabid men's college basketball fan for as long as I can remember and enjoy drinking beer and yelling at the refs.
Finally, John McCreary of Rushville, New York, writes us to say, I enjoyed your fascinating story about using a mirror to trick the brain to eliminate phantom limb pain. You may remember that story from a few days ago. He goes on to write, I wonder if some variation of that treatment can deal with my phantom cell phone phenomenon. I feel my phone buzzing when it is not on my hip, and I think I hear it ringing even when I do not have the phone with me.
You can share your own phantoms or just about anything at all you'd like to by visiting npr.org and clicking Contact Us.
Hi, I'm not home right now, but if you want to leave a message, just start